it's Hallie Labonte. Welcome to Inside Twin Hills Podcast. I'm a weekend producer at Twin Hills Community Church in Broad Ripple, Indiana, and we have so many awesome staff that I decided to start this podcast to interview all of them so you could be blessed by them as well. So we're going to let you know what God is doing around Twin Hills. We are a mega church, but you know what? I say we have a tiny family feel. We are all part of God's family, and when you tune in, you are too. Okay, so just like two of every animal entered the ark to be saved, two armadillos, two canaries, and two T-Rexes, I've got two fellas right here with me. Please welcome my co-host from our singles ministry solo flight, Mr. Russ Campbell. How are you, Russ?
I'm great. How are you doing?
All right. Welcome, welcome. And from our high school ministry called Climax, please welcome lead Climax teaching pastor and worship leader, Gray Haas. How are you, Gray?
Hey, guys. I'm feeling great.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining in. You know, we always start with a segment, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. So, fellas, you tell me. In what ways are you too blessed to be stressed?
Well, I'm back from the Youth Summit, as you guys know. I was down in St. Louis last weekend, so that was really fun.
I love that town.
Really
love
awesome. Oh, it was amazing town. Mm-hmm. The food is so good. St. Louis food. You never knew. Oh,
what, yeah. Is it barbecue? What do they do?
The thing they do down there that's really fun is French fries.
Ooh.
They just got great fries down there.
I love fries.
Yeah, so a lot of good fries, local-based fry shops.
So cool.
And, I have a God thing. That I'd like to tell you guys about.
We're not going to say no to that. I'm never going to say no to that.
Well, as you guys know, one of my favorite t-shirts to wear is my distressed gray t-shirt from Youth Summit 2009 with the cross that is sort of got the distressed look to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, everybody always sort of makes fun of me because they're like, hey, do you wash that thing? And I'm like, yeah, I do. But it's so cool, you know?
Yeah.
So I wore that to Youth Summit 2018 and... I did a talk, I did some music, and when I was at my locker, I went in there and it was gone, and I couldn't find it.
What?
And I was like, okay, you know, I know somebody didn't steal it. It's got to be a mistake.
Sure.
It's got to be a mistake.
Well, that's your mind goes there first.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
And I was just like, okay, what do I do? So I put out the all call because... Everybody knows this is one of my set pieces, you know, and nothing, nothing, nothing. And I really had to come to grips that I might not have that shirt back.
That is a shame.
And here's the crazy thing is
no way.
I'm walking out of the, we did it at the arena where the St. Louis Cardinals play. I'm walking out of the arena. And I see a guy wearing it.
What?
No.
Wait, same year?
Same year. Because, that was the leadership shirt. So
right.
There was only six of them made.
And this is a Christian event.
This is a Christian event. And I know
that it's gross.
I'm like, maybe it's coincidence, but I know that this guy wasn't on the leadership team in 2006.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, well, maybe he got it at a thrift store. I'm trying to go through the options.
Yeah,
I'm trying to stay positive.
No accusations.
Uh-huh.
So I go up and I said, you know, WWJD.
You said that to him? Or
yeah,
you said
I went up to him and I just said, WWJD. And he looks at me, he's got these big saucer eyes, you know, big saucers. And I said, hey, mate, I think that's my shirt. And he goes, yes, it is. I found it yesterday. It was in the parking lot on the ground. And I'm wearing it around because I wanted someone to come up to me because he was basically like, I'm a walking billboard for a missing shirt. And he said, I prayed for this moment. And I looked at him and I said,
that's awesome.
That is awesome. That's a God thing.
That is so cool.
There were over 30,000 people at that conference. And that guy, anyway, we're now with Facebook friends. It's awesome.
Hallie, how do I follow up? How do I follow up?
We should have you go first if he's going to start with stories like this.
This guy travels. This guy has a story for everything.
Wow.
Hey, it's not a story about me. I just wanted to bring that as a story about God because I think it was awesome. And look what shirt I'm wearing today because, I'm probably not going to take it off for a while.
Oh, yeah, you are wearing the shirt.
That's
right. Amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So that was my week.
God, I mean,
that was incredible.
My week is... nothing compared to that. I mean, solo flight, once a month we do a documentary series.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What we're working on right now is loneliness and being really just okay sitting in that loneliness. So what we do, we had about 15 What's today? About Thursday. Thursday we have about 15, and there we watch this documentary about this guy. He's 86 years old. He's lived in the woods.
Okay.
For over 40 years.
Okay. Wow. By himself.
By himself.
Wow.
And he's content. Guys, I have never seen someone so content.
Awesome.
Wow. I mean, he must be able to be still and know that he is God.
Yeah.
See?
And that's really hard for people to swallow, especially when they're looking for someone to be with for the rest of their life. It's not working. Mm-hmm. I'm really working on this one couple. They're not dating yet, but I'm really working on them to get into a dating mindset.
Yeah.
And it's tough. And you got to let the Lord work.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
You got to let the Lord work, but it's trying.
You know what?
It's trying.
I had a thought for you because I was watching one of those like makeover shows, you know, like a reality thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? That might be a neat thing you could do with your singles because, you know, some not everybody is good at, you know, style, grooming, you know, knowing how to use makeup. And I think some of your singles could use some of those things. And that would help them, you know, be more attractive. Because if you say, you know what? I'm working on myself.
Right.
And I'm putting my best foot forward. Because sometimes I look in your events and I see, you know, some of these, they really look like they've already given up.
Oh,
they look like they had pancakes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Carpenter jeans on half of them.
Oh, you can't
do
that.
And it's like, you know what? You don't need to hang a hammer from your thigh. How about we go, you know, go to Old Navy.
Right.
It's affordable. Uh-huh. They can give you stuff that looks like it's current, you know?
Maybe we can do like a few nights where it's like that Netflix show, Ion Style, where the five guys.
Yeah.
And we have a... Maybe we could have the pastors come in and do a flip where not just a house thing, but maybe working on themselves. We could have hair, makeup, skin.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll do clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We won't have a big budget, so maybe you could work with us on that. But
that
I'm sure, I mean, you have an eye for style, like
the
show title.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? The Bible tells us that like the whole body is represented in the body of Christ. You might be an arm. You might be the head.
Right.
So you know what? We have people in our church who can do construction, who can do decorating, who can do style and makeup.
And don't be afraid to ask. I think that's
right.
The one thing a lot of people get hung up on. What are they, if they're going to say no, what if that's the worst thing they say is no? You're not going to lose a friend.
That's right.
You're just going to hear a no.
I don't know if you caught the baby dedication this weekend, but it was so neat. I tell you what, we had 25 different couples who brought their babies down to the front of the auditorium in the weekend services, and they stood there in front of the whole church, and they verbally vowed to raise their child biblically. And then, I don't know if you heard it, but we had the entire room, so almost 3,000 people all together, live, you know, saying out loud that they would support them, they would affirm them, and they would see to it that that child stayed Christ-centered, or they would knock them back into line.
Oh, that's right.
So,
I love that.
So,
I love it. And you have to take that seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You have to take that seriously.
I mean, sometimes I'll see a young child step out of line, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know this child, but you're running through the halls, you're doing something naughty, and I go back to that vow that I took, and I'm going to take the liberty right now to parent you a little bit. Sometimes the parents don't like that, but then I remind them, hey, I was there, I took that promise, I take it seriously.
Well, that vow gives you permission to crack a skull.
That's right.
If you need to.
That's right. And you know what? Spare the rod, spoil the child.
Agreed.
That's what the Bible tells
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Just like Mary was visited by an angel and she received good news, we're visited by a little angel here who's going to bless us with some good news. So please welcome our guest today, Shelby Guzman.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be amongst the greats of our church.
Oh, stop.
I mean, you are some of the greats.
Oh, come on.
That is really kind.
So Shelby, we know Shelby because she runs one of the most, I'd say, impactful ministries in this whole church.
Mm.
And she works all week long, even though their events are just once a week.
Yes.
She works for PADS. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the PADS ministry, Shelby?
Oh my gosh, the PADS ministry is one night a week from 8 p.m. on Tuesday evening till 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning. We bring in the homeless community to sleep in our church.
Yeah. Awesome. And you give them a pad to sleep
on so
they're comfortable.
We give them a pad, which is usually a yoga mat, and a towel, a beach towel. And, you know, I spend a lot of my week scouring, you know, thrift stores looking for fun beach towels.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we don't have a huge budget, but I find, you know, dolphins,
and I'm sure
rainbows.
I bet that can encourage those people who don't have a home.
When they come in and they see that, I set them up before they all come in. in little, in like a little, and then I have a stage at the front because we also provide some entertainment for them before they go to bed.
You gotta hear about this.
Bedtime entertainment.
I mean, these are people who've probably never been to the beach, so this feels awesome.
That is an amazing, you know what? I never even thought about it. Maybe we should add some more beach themed. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I've got a friend who has a sand, yeah.
And theme your entertainment.
Really?
Absolutely.
We could have like a sandbox and the, maybe like a little volleyball net. Oh. This is, that would be.
And then you know what? It might be neat because if any of them aren't feeling clean and you have a sand theme, they'll be like, well, you know, I got sandy.
Right. Know? Yeah. And we're like I'll get my feet sandy and I'll be like, don't feel bad.
Yeah.
We're all dirty here.
Yeah.
And you've already got a tie-in. I mean, you build your house on solid ground. It's going to be. It's gonna stand, and then you build it on sand. It's gonna fall down, so you can maybe even tie a bit of a verse and a bit of a story into that.
Yeah,
you know, and because obviously these people have not done a good job building their houses on solid ground.
I mean, you can do a month on that, easy, right. Yeah, a month
easy
on
month,
that.
Yeah. Easy teaching. Mm-hmm. I love those stories that just fall. They just click
because they should be encouraged to work toward having a house, right?
You know, we say that because we have, they could stay multiple nights. I mean, we don't even use this space really for anything else. But I realized early into it, I was like, if we don't kick them out on Wednesday morning and we incentivize them to stay, we're not teaching them to fish. I believe that's Corinthians, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Teach a man to fish.
Right.
And, and a woman, we accept men and women, obviously there is a divide. I put a row of orange cones down the center when I'm setting, and then girls on one side, boys on the other.
Smart. That's smart.
I mean, and now you got a volleyball net. You could just put that down the center. You got
boys
two
versus
sides.
Girls.
You know what?
Yeah.
This
if they
is
want.
Getting
awesome.
Fun.
If
this
they
is
want.
Getting fun. Yeah, and I try not to make it. I don't want to like wound out with them and be like, oh, we're so sad. We're home. Right. It's like, this is a celebration. Some of them, do you know what busking is?
No.
Busking?
What is that?
It's when you play like a guitar or harmonica or whatever on the street.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I invite any of the busker / homeless people to come on stage. And I fancy myself a bit of a singer.
Oh.
Yeah. I do.
Wow.
And I try to get them to just do Amy Grant. I'm trying to, you know, this year is a year of Amy Grant. She has many albums. Obviously, I'm not going to do any of her crossover songs.
Well, her Christmas stuff, there's enough of a catalog there.
It's Queen
you
of
could
Christmas.
Go forever.
Christmas is my favorite
she
one.
Is the Queen of Christmas.
I'm trying to build toward December and get them a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't think they can read music, so I've stopped. I don't mean to, out of my own pocket, I was paying at Kinko's to like print up the music.
Oh, with notes.
And yeah, with the notes and everything, but it's more of a play by ear.
Yeah.
And even if no one wants to join me on stage, I still do sing at least 4 to 7 Amy Grant songs for them just
awesome.
To get.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, and I it's like I have this to give.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like I thought it was enough just to provide shelter for a night. And we do ask them to eat dinner before they come because
that's smart.
I don't know if our listeners I'm sorry if this is a bit embarrassing, but to see the passion that Shelby's got when she talks about this, she's got a bit of mist in her eyes.
Oh,
and I'm just going to hand you a Kleenex here because
thank you.
You can tell that she really cares. And that's
I love this ministry.
That is how we work around here. You're 110%. You're 110%. And I can see that. And I'm sorry I had to just.
Well, Shelby, what can people
that?
Do? Like if I have an old yoga mat that I have stains on and I'm not going to use it.
Yeah, because sometimes you get, once you like wear it out and you've got some fingernail marks and stuff in your yoga mat, you don't want to take it to yoga class anymore. We would love those. We would love those.
Okay.
And just like we have them spray the mat down. Yoga mats, beach towels. Again, if they're happy. I don't want any browns. No browns.
No.
Colors.
No earth tones.
Okay.
You want trees.
Mustard.
Probably especially.
Like trees would be, yeah.
Yeah,
I think the
animals.
Beach thing is going to help too in the winter because I feel like here in the Midwest, winter is 8 or 9 months long.
Ugh.
And they're out there so cold every day. And then they come in and they're like, I'm at the beach. And it feels warm.
I didn't even think about this till now that the beach theme was actually so important to this ministry. And you guys have really clarified it for me. I think Gail Neufsroth had posted on the message boards that she had a tanning bed that she wanted to get rid of, and maybe that would be something that we could provide. Like
you got enough space
and an easy way to get warm.
It helps if you're depressed, and it helps if you're depressed. It will warm you up from the inside out, and it helps if you're depressed. It gives you vitamin D.
Yes, and we need that in Indiana, especially, I mean, I know they get a lot of sun in the summer months because they do spend a majority of their time outside, but this could be a big deal for them just to get vitamin D.
Yeah.
And I'm, Gail, we're coming for that tanning bed. I hope you haven't promised it to anyone.
Oh, Gail, great. Look out. This, take it off. This light of mine.
Take it off Craigslist right now.
Please.
Right.
Oh, no. Do you ever have any of these folks on Wednesday morning when it's time to go? You know, and you have to, rules are rules, and we are not provided, you know, you can't live here. And, but do you ever have people give you a hard time, especially if it's cold and you're sending them out and they're like, I'm freezing, and they want to stay, and they're like, here's this huge room in this warm building.
I used to cry about it.
Oh.
I used to cry about it and be like, you know what? I should let them stay. And then I learned about the importance of boundaries.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's like, no, you've got to go. Like, think about it. If any of those other people had felt bad for pregnant Mary and said, yeah, stay here, then we wouldn't even have manger scenes.
We wouldn't have a nativity.
Right?
What would I put under my tree?
A
hotel?
Exactly.
Yeah. Someone's apartment? Oh,
can you imagine, hey, everybody, I'm setting up my nativity. It's the inside of a Holiday Inn Express.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to relate to that emotionally. That's right. You want to have it in a barn. And then the same way, we can't just, you know.
And it's like that hardship makes you a better person. Like, grit makes you a better person. So, like, if I'm just, I realized, like, and I'm kind of mean about it now.
You should be.
I wake them up at about 5:30.
Wow.
And I
how do you wake? I'm sorry to interrupt. How do you wake them up? Is this a light, like a light on thing, or?
May I? I don't know how loud I can be on this, but I do a pretty good fake trumpet.
Just back up.
Do you know the military?
That's coming out of her mouth.
I would love to wake up like that.
That's neat. Yeah, you would feel like you were somewhere neat.
I would stand to attention, get my stuff, and get out.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. And some of them don't. And I have to be like, I was friends with them. Like, for the first 3 months, I was like, oh, my God, we're friends. I'm going to stay. I would bring a blow up mattress for myself. I mean, I have back issues, but
sure.
And I would stay with them. And I realized, like, that's too much.
Right.
We're not friends. I am acting as Jesus. Is it? I mean, like, I'm a vehicle for Jesus' kindness. Absolutely.
You are Jesus with skin on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I am not you. You know what I mean? Like, a boundary. Go learn how to take care of yourself. We are adults. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. I had to, when I was 22, my parents were like, you need to go.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You know? And I didn't have anywhere to go. I had to, like, find an apartment. I had to, you know what I mean? Like, we all have had moments where it's like,
yeah.
Do you feel yourself repeating the same thing over and over again to these people that are coming in for pads?
I do, and I don't mind having to tell them. Like, I'm good at giving the hard facts.
Sure.
You're wired for this. God made you for this.
It used to be all hugs and kisses, and it's a little bit of that now, but it's also like, okay, but you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is a present from Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Oh, I think I told you guys that how we came up with pads was like, Jesus is like, you can have my pad for the night.
Hey,
bro, why don't you come stay at my pad?
It's like a double meaning with the pads. And then
it's like, because we're trying to make Jesus approachable and hip.
Uh-huh. Right.
He's not a scary, you know, unapproachable dude.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that if you saw him on the street, you'd say, wow, look at that guy. I'd love to hang out with him. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go back to his pad.
Yeah,
and if you're living on the street, even better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. And they are so grateful. They are.
Oh, awesome.
I think a few of them have even, like, because of Jesus's kindness, they've gotten hope. And they have, I think, of like, three of them actually got an apartment.
Together.
Yeah.
That's great.
Success story.
And they're getting job. You know, Gary Taylor has that tire shop, and he hired one of the fellas. And it's just like, I would like to, I was like, oh, it should be my job to try to interface with the church and get these people jobs. And again, I was like, that's too much for me. I got the yoga mats. I got the beach towels. I've got the tanning bed.
I mean, that's a sitcom I would watch.
Yeah.
I mean, call it Homeless and Tired.
That is so neat.
Your brain is really quick. I think it's being around all the youth.
I love television. I love, any fun story. I love stories. Yeah. And so I'm always kind of thinking of things like that. Yeah.
You know, I never thought about it because I always know when it's Tuesday that you're going to be down there setting up. And I know when you're down in that wing of the building, mm-hmm. I always know Pads is down there. But, you know, there are things until now I've never thought of. And one is when you said, so there you are, you have your blow up mattress. Like, now, do you have to stay awake? Because is someone right. making sure that there's no, you know, what if one of the men were to come over and try to, you know, harass one of the ladies or something in the middle of the night? You know, is somebody right. staying awake?
Right. If they stay, they go into a pool. And so we have people who come back. And each week, one of them is asked to stay awake for the whole night just to
they take turns.
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. So it's self-monitoring.
It's self-monitoring.
Yeah, that's great. Draw straws to stay yes. awake. Oh, okay. That's nice. Wow.
Again,
oh, that's good.
Again, you know, you teach people things, you know, that then they can do things on their own. You know, it's not all about you all
yes,
the time.
Yes, because right. I have got to sleep. After I set up, you know, I set up 25 to 30. One night we had 38 people. Oh, and awesome. I'm setting up all those mats. I'm cleaning all those mats. I did a toothbrush drive. I'm not trying to brag.
I gotta be honest. I was excited to meet with you because I had no idea we did this homeless ministry.
This is so
I had
neat.
No idea that we ministered to the homeless.
Well, we try to keep it a real small footprint because we don't want it to, you know,
get out.
Well, no. Well, yeah, because if too many homeless people that's come, yeah, then it's then you know
it'll be out of control.
It could yeah. it could get
yeah.
Because some of them have drug problems, and you know, I'm like, you know what, I don't judge that.
No,
I'm not here to judge that.
Yeah.
I'm here to try to help you. So, like, I will, when they're sleeping, I will go through their things.
Oh, to make sure they're
not bringing. I will go through their things.
Well, we could be liable if they have things on our campus, you know.
And one cool thing was is I make them park their carts outside of
I've seen
the slumber room. And that way they can't see me. But if I find drugs, if I find needles, I confiscate them.
Wow. Well, you have to. It's all back to boundaries. I'm trying to help.
You know,
those carts are $600 each.
What?
Those carts are
shopping
$600
carts?
Each. Yeah,
I looked it up.
The,
real?
Yeah, I looked it up the other day because I was like, where do they get these things? They don't have the locking mechanism on, so you can take those things for miles, miles.
Wow.
And I was like, how much is that costing the supermarket? And again, no judgment. $600 each.
Wow. Yeah. And some, you know, and our supermarkets. We have to protect our supermarkets.
We do. Right.
You know,
they need help right now.
They do need help because, you know, people aren't buying. People are needing organic now, and they're needing all these things that are really high cost.
And when you steal from the supermarket, that's why the prices go up. Right. It's because some people are taking stuff. You know what I mean? And then is it more expensive for everybody?
I don't want to take the carts. I feel like confiscating the carts is...
No, I think you should confiscate the drugs.
Okay,
that's a big thing.
That's right. It's not your job.
But giving a firm reminder, like, hey, guys, I saw the carts outside. Mm-hmm. You really shouldn't do that. I think that's good.
Yeah, maybe some of the messaging in your programming when you do the entertaining portion at bedtime. Mm-hmm. You could get in subtle messages like that about, you know, that's in the Big Ten. That is a Ten Commandment. That is a don't take. Yeah.
Now, I have to ask this, Shelby. How did you even find your way into this? Because it doesn't,
how did this start for you?
How do you even because for me, you know, I was always thinking I got to get to that stage.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, you're doing something that feels like, wow, these are people that are forgotten. This is a ministry that a lot of people wouldn't even think about doing first when they think about going into the ministry. So how did you even find your calling?
Do you guys know Ronaldo Guzman, my husband?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. I had a faith crisis. I had a faith crisis.
Yeah.
I had been attacked by a pack of corgi dogs. I went into a yard of my friend's house. They didn't know I was coming. They didn't restrain the dogs, and I was attacked, and I got a very bad infection in my foot. I had to be hospitalized for 3 days. I had a faith crisis. I said, why has God let this happen to me? Because I was actually taking a casserole to a friend because her mom was sick.
Right.
And it's like, would he let this happen? I didn't know who should come in. My Ronaldo was my nurse.
That's how you
Ronaldo was my nurse.
That is a God thing.
That is a God thing.
I mean, and
they need male nurses because they got to pick people up sometimes.
Well, exactly. When you think nurse, you automatically think woman.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I still do.
But the men ones, they are really valuable because like you couldn't walk. Your foot was hurt. He probably had to pick you up. Was he holding you? You were in his arms and you looked into his eyes?
And I what I fell in love. And Ronaldo, the thing is he's like a community organizer, and he's like, he had been homeless with his family. They came from Guatemala.
Oh,
wow. Don't be intimidated by the accent. It took me a long time to get
there. And sure. So is Spanish his first language? Sure. Is Spanish his first
language? It is.
Oh,
it
that's
is.
So neat.
Yes.
And so how did you learn to communicate with him? So could he speak English?
He fully speaks English, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah. Great.
Otherwise, it was the language of love.
Great.
I mean, I know cumpleaños, his birthday. Like, I try a little bit, but it's also like, again, where are you, America?
And if he knows English, you don't have to learn.
Yeah, it's maybe someday, but like I'm so, you know, I've got to find the towels. I've got to find the, I'm very busy. But anyway, he, like when we were courting, he was doing all these good things for the world. He told me about being homeless, and I was like, as like a show of love for him and kind of trying, I used to be a little bit selfish, and he kind of was pointing out to me that I was. And so that kind of to prove to him that not only was I not selfish, but maybe that I could do more for the world even than him and his entire family. I kind of did this, and it's like, wow, yeah, look, I'm not selfish.
Wow.
Then we got married.
I mean, that is a wake-up call, really. It's just awesome.
And I do want to interrupt. I'm sorry. If anybody from Solo Flight is listening, this is a very unique situation.
This is a success story.
Falling in love. It's a success story, number one. Mm-hmm. And also, like falling in love at first glance, and I love that you guys did that. It doesn't happen with everyone.
Oh, no.
Okay, so a lot of times it's a process, and I know you kind of jumped into this very quick, and you guys are happy. I understand that, but
so
we need to understand
happy.
As single people, as single people, we need to be aware that this is a process.
Right.
I just need to say that disclaimer
and
for the Solo Flight people.
And I want to remind my Climax kids, and they said, a lot of them don't listen to this because they said, it's not on Twitch. I don't know how to get it. And I was like, well, we might put it up there if I figure out what that is. But they said, I just want them to remember that this is like Jesus washing the feet of his disciples.
That's
you
so
actually
cool.
had a man that was taking care of your feet. And that's a very deep love there.
Wow.
I love to tie it back.
So what happened to his family? Are they still homeless, or have they found their feet on the ground?
No. They his parents and his siblings and their kids, they live in town. They live have an apartment.
See, another success story.
I love
that
it.
Is so neat.
That's so
that
great.
Is so neat.
Great.
Wow. Well, I mean, Shelby, this is so exciting. I think it's good for people to learn more about you. Now, were you born into a Christian family, or did you find Christ on your own?
Oh, I was born. We went to church many times a week.
You were a Christian in the womb.
I was a Christian in the womb. I came out singing. I came out preaching. I used to preach to kids on the playground because I had to go to a public school, unfortunately. I did go to Christian camps, but I had to go to a public school.
Same. And that is a burden.
Yeah, because you hear children swearing on the playground. You see mistreatment, and you're like, do you not know about God and Jesus? And I would tell them about it, and I was ostracized. You know, I didn't have a lot of friends. I had to wear long skirts. We were pretty strict.
Wow. Your whole family? Your family was pretty strict.
We were very strict Christians, but that's why I think our church is so fun.
Right.
You know,
I mean, our church,
so
it
welcoming.
Doesn't even feel like church.
No, I feel like it's like Bonnaroo church. When I'm
I know.
Walking around.
Yes.
It's party time, there's tents, there's food, everyone's saying hi to each other.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm. Now, what kind of church did you start out with in your early years?
It was an offshoot of a First Assembly of God in Iowa, but a local farmer had kind of branched off from the church and made it his own type of thing.
Oh.
It was a little bit culty, long hair, long skirts.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I do notice, is that, because I think you did mention this to me, that's where the beret comes from that you still wear.
Yes, but now I wear it. I mean, it's nostalgia.
Got it.
Also, a lot of times people think I'm French, and it's kind of
fancy.
Oh, that's fun.
It's got
that's
some
neat.
Cachet.
Well, I love when you put the spangles and the bits and bobs on it. I think it looks great.
It's like I can dress it up for holidays.
Yes,
if it's somebody's birthday, I'll put that little cake pin.
Oh,
uh-huh. Oh,
and
yeah,
they can
yeah.
blow it. It's like a I can have them blow it, and then I can press a button and the light goes off.
I've heard you say, you came up to me and you knew it was my birthday. You said, blow my head. And I did. And I was like, this is fun.
It's just really fun. Also, I have a little bit of a bald spot on the back of my head.
Oh, okay. Alopecia? Oh.
Actually, it was... do you remember when we were growing up, you had those vans that would have like a fan in them and like a TV?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was riding in one of those vans on the way to like a church route. We were actually got to go to the state fair. And I was so excited and I was like getting wild like a kid does. And my hair got caught in that fan.
Oh, on the ceiling. It's like a vent. And you stood up into the fan?
I stood up into the fan. I lost a lot of hair. Most of it grew back, but some of it just...
maybe so it's like part of your scalp.
That's just a bit of scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know
it's
what?
Hard.
I
it's
think
hard.
The beret has become your calling card because people will say, "Do you know Shelby? No, who's I mean, if with over 600 employees,
the lady from Paris. Yeah. No, she's not from Paris. She's from Iowa.
Oh, yeah, I haven't even. I did go to Vegas. The Eiffel Tower in Vegas, but that's as close as I've gone.
Oh, the Paris Casino.
Yeah, I've been to the Paris Casino. Yeah, been to the Paris Casino.
I love that.
Did not gamble. Wouldn't.
Of course, but there are still a lot of things you can do. I think a lot of believers used to avoid Vegas, but then now kids can go. There are water parks. There's stuff you can do without gaming.
Yeah. My wife Meredith is there right now alone. Oh, seeing Celine.
Oh,
yeah. Awesome. She's back on Friday.
That is so.
And I will give you a full trip report.
That's awesome. Have you heard from her since she's been gone?
No, she is taking this time for herself, and I love it. And she should. She's
How
busy.
Long is she?
She's been there for about 8 days.
Wow, that's a great trip.
Yeah, it's great. And I cannot wait to hear about it.
I have never seen you guys together.
It is one of those things. We are ships in the night, but two ships deeply in love.
Oh, okay.
Two ships definitely sailing in the right direction.
Yeah.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's right.
I think about her all the time. Mm-hmm. I think about her all the time. What else is going on?
Oh, yeah. It's I would like to know. Normally we ask people... what was your Saul to Paul conversion story? Remember when Saul became Paul because he met Jesus on the road to Damascus?
Oh, yes.
But you know what? It seems like you have just been with Christ your whole life, and that's how it is for some people.
I've only known Christ. And then I had that blip in the radar for 3 days in that hospital bed where I was like, you blew it.
You know what?
You blew it, Christ.
This is the thing, though. I think our God is very big, and our God can handle your doubt. I don't think that scares God in the least.
Well, just when I was doubting him, he sent me Ronaldo, and then I had to get out my footprints magnet, which I carry with me at all times in my purse. And it's like, yeah, in my hard times, you didn't leave me alone. You had those corgis bite me so severely. So severely. I was wearing flip-flops, which I'll never wear again.
And so it was several bites from several corgis on the same foot.
Yes.
Well, they can only reach your feet. They have those short legs. So your feet were goners.
It's awesome. Yeah. So you basically were Paul the whole time.
I guess so, except for those 3 days.
You slipped into Saul, and which we all do. We can all backslide a little bit.
Ronaldo showed me the fun side of church. I didn't really know it. And that's kind of why I'm obsessed with Amy Grant, too, because it's like, church can be rock and roll. Church can be...
Well, does he do some of those Spanish speaking services that we have on the down in the chapel? Does he do the Spanish speaking service? That's so neat. Oh, so do you go to separate services? You go to the big ones in the auditorium, and he goes to the Spanish speaking ones?
Yes,
that's neat. Shelby, forgive me, I don't know. Do you guys have any kids?
No.
Was it that you met him later in life, or was it just that you tried and that wasn't what God had in store for you?
I think you guys can handle the truth of this, but Ronaldo actually fathered 7 children before we met.
Okay.
And luckily, some of them are open to me as like a stepmom type of figure. And I'm like, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. Let's have fun. And I'm not trying to be your mom, but some of them are like, no. No, thank you.
Sure. Right. You got to work at that. That's another relationship that's going to take some repair.
And maybe them not loving me is what turned me to the homeless. It's just like, I've got love to give. Love to give. And if they're not going to let me give it to them, then.
I was just thinking about that. It must be so difficult for you to go from this place of people just wanting you and needing you and just wanting to talk to you. And then going home and these people haven't. They don't want anything to do with you.
Right. And they've got their own language, so they're going to talk about you probably sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure that they are talking about me a lot of times. And it's like, you know, again, you try, at first you try to fit in, and then you know what? You just get a TV in your bedroom and you just go there and you just stay there.
Yeah.
And I have a microwave too.
In the room.
I have a microwave too, and I don't know, they've got... back to the grocery stores, they've got amazingly healthy options now that you can microwave and eat in your own
some
room.
Of those Amy's, I see the Amy's frozen. Those are microwave. Those are good.
Some of them are organic.
See, so you can get a gluten-free. Plus, plus, if you have a microwave in your room, you can make popcorn and then you can Netflix and chill and your night is set.
You don't even have to leave the room.
That's right.
I've let them have the kitchen. Our room has a bathroom. I can use the sink. I've got a microwave, a mini fridge, and a TV. And his kids get the house. Just have it.
Well, it seems like you guys got it worked out, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you, because I was at Costco and I thought I saw your sweet, sweet husband, Mr. Guzman. And I said, maybe he's working over in optometry, or is he a manager there, or what does he do over there?
Oh, yeah. He works three jobs.
Oh.
Because I can't work.
Got it.
Because of my foot.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just, I can't actually, what job don't you have to be on your feet? Even if you're in a call center, you've got to walk from the parking lot into, I just can't.
And is that why you continue to wear the air cast on it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so it's totally healed, but it's a protection thing?
It is healed, but you know, that's a lifetime of vein damage. And I just don't want, like, a vein
and
could collapse.
Circulation in your legs is really something. Mm-hmm. Well, also, I'm sure there's a little bit of an emotional, you know, they say once you've been attacked, that trauma lives in your body, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, yeah. I'm going to give you that tissue again. Yeah.
Thank you. I should have shared these with you earlier.
You know, I wanted to tell you, if I might give you a word of encouragement, when we were all doing those personality tests at the staff meeting, I went over and sat by Shelby because I said, you know what? I bet you and I are opposites, because I just feel all the time like, I just need everybody to like me. And it's like, ugh, it's oppressive. And I admire her so much because, especially with what you do at PADS, you have grown to a point where I'm like, you know what? Jesus wired you to be able to be a tough cookie with these folks.
Yeah. I'm not nice.
And
I can't be.
And wouldn't you know it was on the opposite end of the spectrum of personalities, the two of us. And we said, you know what? That is why we're probably friends, because opposites attract.
I love that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I just think that it's so neat how God specifically wired you for that. Okay, just like Zacchaeus was holding a handful of leaves up in that tree, I'm holding the mailbag.
Oh,
here we go.
I've
got some questions. I've got some questions for you. Here we go. Dear ITH team. We've never been called that.
Oh,
Inside
that's cool.
Twin Hills
I like
team.
That.
Okay.
I
am having a terrible time with my sugar cravings. Mm-hmm. I try not to snack in the afternoon or when I'm watching TV at night. But if I'm honest, it's a struggle and it's all I can think about. I know if I eat those snickerdoodles or ginger snaps, I'm going to have a sugar crash and the evil one is going to use it to kill my self-confidence. But I feel like sugar has a hold of me. If it was up to me, I'd have a celery stick with almond butter. But boy, does the devil want me to jump on a pile of Boston baked beans. Well, I certainly can relate to that. I mean, maybe we need to give some advice. As you all know, my husband, Lance Labonte, you know Lance.
Yes.
He has been doing paleo, and I don't know how he does it. I can't do it. I cannot
do it. He is looking skinny.
Doesn't he look good?
Did he lose weight?
He's lost 85 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, because he was having knee trouble on stairs and such, and he has lost so much weight, he might not have to have his knees redone. So
that's great.
It's really neat.
Good for him.
But I'll tell you what. So this is a tough question.
This is a tough question.
I mean, if we have, do any of you, have any of you come up with any tips or tricks or techniques?
Maybe you could put up a poster of someone who has lost their legs to the sugar.
Diabetes.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you like put up like a horrific,
like a
scary
motivating
picture,
image. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you just put that on all of the, you put that in every room. You put it on all the foods. Yeah. Kind of like the lungs on a cigarette pack.
That's what we do in Australia. We do it even further. We put terrible pictures of people with terribly disfigured faces from smoking and things like that.
Oh,
we
do
put
you?
That on. Oh, we put that on the cigarettes.
Yeah.
So when you smoke a cigarette, you're going, hey, I'm basically getting a key to a car that drives that face.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, this makes me think, is that why you put the mirrors up in PADS? Because I thought maybe it was so they could clean themselves up. But are you just saying, you know what? Look at yourselves.
Yeah. Be honest with yourselves.
Okay.
We don't offer, we don't have showers. We don't, that's not, we can't provide.
Well,
we do have a locker room, but that's for the football ministry. It's not,
right.
You know,
Well, they have priority, which is how it is.
Well, they've been winning a lot of games.
I'm going to go, you know, I always love to tie things back. And one thing that's really on my heart right now for this listener is I'm thinking about Daniel, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Daniel, he fasted twice in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And he fasted, during the first fast, he only ate vegetables and he drank water, all right? Mm. And for the second fast, he said, you know what? I'm also getting rid of rich foods.
Ooh.
I'm getting rid of wine. I'm getting rid of meat. Mm-hmm. And probably other things that they had back in those biblical times that, you know, they're probably covered in honey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what's on my heart right now is I want to give this listener that idea of the Daniel diet.
Mm.
And every time you think about going for those little snick snacks and those little sugary treats, you're going to go, hey, I bet Daniel wouldn't have this rich food in his diet. I'm going to go have a carrot. I'm going to go have a glass of cool, delicious water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I bet if you just kept that in your mind, you could have that Daniel diet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, for a holiday or something, you dip into those treats.
But have a cheat day.
Yeah, you can have a cheat day.
Right.
I love that.
There's books on Daniel diet, right? There's like an actual book.
I think there is, yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, and if there isn't, I might write it.
You should.
No, you should.
You should.
That's a great
because
idea.
Also, you know what happened? Daniel got promoted to the top. The king pulled him and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego all up to the top of the rank.
That's right.
In the kingdom.
It's because of what they ate.
Because they were disciplined.
And the church bookstore sells Daniel t-shirts. I mean, it's all the figures. And they're having a 10% off sale.
Oh, great. So that's a good
reminder.
I think
next Saturday.
Just to remind yourself, you wear this Daniel shirt. I'm not going to eat any of these Boston baked beans when I'm in a Daniel shirt.
You get one that's really fitted, maybe a size smaller, and then you don't want to. That could be inspiring.
And if we could just encourage this person with this question, I have to tell you, I would say all of us here would affirm you that the evil one really does. He throws your shortcomings in your face, doesn't he?
Does. He does.
At every corner.
That's right.
You think you're over it, and then you take a corner, and it's right there staring at you, right down the barrel.
Mm-hmm. And maybe have patience with yourself, because I tried to quit the Real Housewives series because... Pastor Dave gave a lecture about how it was really evil. Yeah. And I tried to give it up. And it's like, that's my Boston baked beans.
Well,
and I let myself have one episode a day. And that is like moderation.
Right. That's moderation.
Right. Balance is the secret, isn't it?
Yeah.
I find that it is.
Maybe if we can just be open. I mean, we talked about that's your Boston baked beans.
Yeah.
Real Housewives. Maybe can we just go around real quick? And what is your Boston baked bean?
That's a great question.
Mm. I'll be honest. Mine is I follow secretly a few Instagram models. That my wife doesn't know about.
Wow.
That can be
tough. Mm-hmm. It can be tough to unfollow this.
Mm-hmm.
They're always traveling to places where I want to go.
You know, that reminds me, I was going to tell you, Gray, because my son, Day, is in Climax. He's in high school now. And I found on his phone, he had an Instagram thing he was following that was called Stacks on Racks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just...
Now, what is that?
Is that a dot com or is that just a... On handle. Top of a woman's chest. All these different women's chests.
And that's
chests.
The handle is and stacks had, on racks?
Yeah, it was that, stacks on racks. I'm
like
not
a,
sure if it was stacks
like an ampersand
on
or
and. I don't know if it was on or and.
We'll check it.
But
check
it was stacks on racks or stacks and racks.
How is it spelled? Double X's?
Yeah. How is it spelled?
It was stacks like a stack of money.
Okay.
And then racks like, you know, put that up on the rack.
Okay, that's good to realize just to avoid that.
What's the icon? Is there a picture?
I had to block it. Oh, well, it'll probably be what I saw. All I saw was a very big woman's chest and a big pile of money.
Did you talk to him about it or did you just?
I told him I was going to talk to Gray about it. So, Gray, if you could maybe just know that that's a thing.
Yeah, that's stuff that we talk about a lot because you got to be open about it. And you got to basically be like, don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell me about it, and then you know what I'm going to say? Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even go there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right now, my Boston baked beans, honestly, has been working out, and I've got to stop thinking of it. Basically, what it is, you know I love P90X, and there's a class that...
Which has been hard with your thumb, right?
It's been hard with my thumb, because I've had an injury, as the listeners know, and so there's another class that's called Shred, and I love it, but I had to tell myself, you know what? This is it's too much working out because I realized I was working out 2-3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start doing, basically, I'm going back to my hour a day. And I told those guys, look, I could get that ripped, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to stay fit. Mm-hmm. And that's, and as you know, like that's all I'm going to do. And I'm not going to go so much anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's
all right. Good luck with that.
You know what? I would say my Boston Baked Beans is probably shopping right now. Okay. I'll go to a TJ Maxx. I'll go to a Marshall. You know, I'll get stuck in a Walgreen and I'll walk out of there with $200 of, like, wow. You know, it'll be snacks. I'll end up with picture frames. I'll end up with gym socks. I think it's shopping. And you know what? We laugh sometimes and we call it shopping therapy. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Sometimes it really needs to be curtailed. But if that's, you know, if that's my only happy spot in a day, well, it's a hard day. And you know what? They can't all be mountaintops, you know?
Well, they make it so easy in there, too. It's right. Tough.
They right. do have beach towels at Walgreens, too,
that's,
for one.
Really? That's good to remember.
They do.
Okay. That might help me not feel as bad when I leave there. If the evil one is trying to put that in my face, I'll say, but I got some beach towels for the PADS Homeless Ministry.
And I will reimburse you for those beach towels. That's something I can do.
That's great.
And you know what? If I'm buying something for the church, I get to use the tax-exempt card. I hope you all are remembering to use those when you're making purchases, because we do not have to pay taxes.
Awesome.
That's right.
So cool.
Oh, Shelby Guzman, I don't want you to leave. Please come back.
Oh, it's been so wonderful. I'm inspired by you guys. I'm inspired to do more, try harder.
I don't know how you could.
With the PADS, that's awesome. Yeah,
thank you.
I'm just so glad I finally got to meet the beret lady.
That's right. That's right.
I'm scared to say hi to you, and now
I'm
not afraid.
It can be intimidating.
Well, you got a birthday coming up, so you're going to blow that candle.
That's right. It's a conversation piece.
Wait, I'm putting it in my phone. What's the birthday?
November 12th.
Okay.
November 12th. Ooh, Libra.
Yeah.
I like how you had those eggs on there at Easter. I thought that was neat.
And
it looked very fragile. Yeah.
Those were real eggs.
Wow. That is so neat. Well, just like Peter took off after denying Jesus thricely, we got to get out of here. So this has been a treat and a treasure, remembering how blessed we are, how anointed we are. So thanks for being with us. We'll see you this weekend at Twin Hills, either here in Broad Ripple, Indiana, or you can stream our services online. Send a letter to our mailbag and remember, all the way to heaven is heaven. Shelby Guzman was played by Shelley Gossman. Shelley is a writer for AP Bio on NBC and Alone Together on Freeform. She's outstanding. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte. Russ Campbell is played by Ross Kimball, and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. You can find out more about us on Twitter and Insta at MegaThePodcast, and send a letter to our mailbag at MegaThePodcast@gmail. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and if you support us on Patreon at MegaThePodcast, you'll receive exclusive content for supporters just like you.
Hey, this is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
And we do a podcast called
Why Mommy Drinks.
Each episode, we have a guest and we all share a story of a time that our kids drove us to drink.
Parenting isn't easy, but it sure can be funny.
Listen to us on Campfire Media.
Why Mommy Drinks.
Campfire.